they already know. Okay, so now take a look at this particular slide. I got this from a website. She's a cartoonist. Her name is Donna Russell. I found it interesting because she had a website, she had a blog, na marami siya kung ano ng mga topics. And she centered on cancer because she was a breast cancer survivor. And she put something like this. I'm so glad you finally came to terms with your grief. Pero naka-mask yung patient. This is hard, ha? Now, if you take a look at it, no, sharing a diagnosis of cancer is not easy. First, you have to cope also with the fact that you've been diagnosed. Alam niyo yun. Karamihan sa iyo siguro, kung nagdaan ko na this, you won't know it. Pag unang sabi sa iyo, hindi mo na alam. You don't know how to react. And very often, at least in the Filipino context, from what I have heard from some survivors, and friends in the past, the hardest to say it to, sa friends, hindi mahirap. Mahirap sabihin sa asawa, lalo kung breast cancer. At mahirap sabihin sa anak, especially if it's terminal. How can you actually tell a kid, a child? How will they understand it? So these are really the challenges. However, when you really think about it, it's important for the patient to talk about it. It's important to be able to communicate it. Let me just tell you a story. This is not about a breast cancer survivor or breast cancer patient, but this person had cancer. And I find this interesting because he was quite supportive of cancer causes. I'll tell you who he is later. He had prostate cancer. It happened at the time, early 80s to 90s. At that time, the technology wasn't that modern yet. The medicines weren't as good yet. And even the word oncologist did not seem familiar, or at least not to me. And at a certain point, he was doing well for a while, until the cancer took over. And I was told then, this is the 90s, nobody dies of prostate cancer though. You just die with it, because it's a slow-moving cancer. But not for this particular man. And all throughout, I was telling him already, why don't you ask the help of the doctors that you know? Because he was very, very active with helping cancer, the cancer cause. And at a certain point, he even said, kasi nahihirapan na. Hindi madali sakit ang cancer. It's something that you don't, you cannot not take seriously. And this is what he said. Hindi ko maintindihan ang sarili ko. Kilala ko lahat ng doktor na pinakamahusay sa pagkamot ng cancer. Bakit hindi ko sila makausap? Bakit hindi ko sila matawagan? This was my dad. And the reason I find it ironic is he was the former executive director of Philippine Cancer Society. Can you imagine? The guy advocates like anything. Now he had cancer. He himself could not talk about it. He could not talk to my mom about it. I would ask him about it, he would not dare say a word. He never told any of the doctors. The doctors knew better. The board of directors knew better. Nahalata na nila. Siyempre, doktor eh, no? Kung nanghihina ka na, nang nalambot ka na natin, mahalata yan. Hindi niyo matatago yan. And that's what happened to him. Finally, I told him, Dad, I'll bring you already to whoever were the experts at that time. Unfortunately, it was too late. Wala nang magawa yung mga experts. In fairness, Cancer Society was at that time getting into hospice care. So I took an active role there. Then eventually, at least I was so grateful that they helped my dad throughout this whole period. Now the reason I emphasize this a lot is because very often we do not want to say a word. Very often we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to announce it because it's quite uncomfortable to deal with. But, well, I'm not supposed to say this, research has shown. But even observations from other survivors have shown that if you are able to at least share it, if you're able to let other people know, people are more supportive. Now, let's take a look at some of the reasons, right? Kung bakit. Bakit nahihirapan? Why do we experience difficulty in sharing? First, we are worried about how people will react. My dad was worried about my mom. Ang mother ko kasi kung sinabi mo ng cancer, mamamatay mo sa tao. All you have to do is say, cancer. Masa stress na yan. So the reaction. And my mother would really openly say, ay naku, yung sakit na yan. Takot na takot siya talaga yan. No, takot na takot siya. So it also sort of parang made it difficult for my dad to communicate. And at the same time, ako, diretso na ako. No? I would already ask him, so he would not also not to talk about it. I guess he also had his own discomfort about emotions. Now, I don't know if this is a thing of gender, dahil lalaki, and women are more comfortable to talk about it. This one, I really don't know. But I noticed, basically, at least for breast cancer survivors, they're more comfortable. They're more comfortable to talk about it. Pero, just for, ano lang, no? Just for the the inputs that I will give here, it's also important to note to whom do you feel comfortable with. You're not about to announce it to the world. Diba? Pinipili mo rin eh. Pinipili nyo rin yung sasabihan nyo. Now, second, here's the other. This is one main discomfort that I've talked to some mga breast cancer patients and survivors. They're worried they will cry. Sometimes they haven't even said a word yet, umiiyak na sila. Siyempre, the person when they're talking to does not know any better. Ba't umiiyak? Ano ba problema mo? Hindi na masabi, no? O, hindi siya madaliin. How will you say it? How will you actually say it? Sa totoo lang, I have cancer. Kaya nga nakakatawa when you read the literature. Just say it, matter of fact. When you read the literature, you really find it, obviously the one who wrote it did not have cancer. What's all right? You just say it, matter of fact, I have cancer. Can you actually do that? Can you actually say, it's okay, I have cancer? Not really. People have a way of saying it and it differs depending on the people involved. Third, discomfort with their own emotions. It's not only the emotion, it's how we react to the disease. The mere thought that it's cancer. Remember, it still has a stigma. Kaya nga maganda itong mga information campaign eh. Because it's not a death sentence. I've had a lot of friends who survived. In fact, when we organized, years ago, when we organized a particular event in Manila, I had to find, pero hindi to breast cancer alone. I had to find a breast cancer survivor who survived for 36 years and another old person who survived prostate cancer, colon cancer, at may isa pa, lymph node. Ito naman, kung bakit, tatlong cancer na. Lalaki. Buhay pa hanggang ngayon. Yun ang bilib ka. Tatlong cancer yan, ha? Hindi mo matay-matay. Tatlong matay yung cancer, hindi siya. Tatang eh, no? I invited him precisely. Sabi ko, I want you to go there and I want you to talk about it because I want to show people who have cancer that there is hope. And the first thing he said was, well, kaya siguro, kaya ako rin natulungan yung sarili ko. I told people. That's what he said. Second, I prayed to God. Third, I did what the doctors told me. This is not a rich guy. So financials have nothing to do with it. He's salary just like anyone else. He's just an engineer in a construction firm. But you can see, well, he's a little bit disciplined. Also about his lifestyle. Kaya kanina I was looking at the topics, cancer-causing foods. Mabilis niya iniwasan yan. And so on and so forth. So I guess it's an effort also. Okay? Now, fourth, they would not know how to handle the emotions of others. I think this was my dad's problem. He would not know how to handle my mother's emotions. Although my mother knew. My mother already knew because I would talk to her about it. Kaya nga she was really not comfortable. Sinasabi niya talaga sa akin, ay ako, mahina talaga loob ko dyan. She will do everything to support except talk about it. So I let her be and I let my dad be. And then finally, ito na nga, just the mere word, cancer. already is enough to create anxiety. But now it's more hopeful. When I talk of my dad, I was talking of years ago. He died in 1994. It is the year 2011. So technology is quite progressive. Modern medicine has taken somehow leap.